Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
The scheme is closed, but it's a controversy very much open. Hundreds of homeowners could all lose tens of thousands of euro after a state scheme to help people retrofit their homes suddenly stopped. Grants of up to 60,000 euro were available from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland to allow householders to improve insulation and energy efficiency. But as we heard yesterday, many householders are instead left with big bills and uninhabitable properties. And today, yet more questions as to why people were encouraged to apply for a scheme which the government knew had run out of money. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here today with more. What is involved here, Barry?
Yeah, energy retrofit's a major part of the government's climate change policy, and this deep retrofit pilot scheme was set up in 2017. Grants, as you say, of up to 60,000 euro on offer from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, or SEAI, to help people improve the energy efficiency and insulation in their homes. The grants to cover more than half the cost of the works. 350 householders have been given grants since this scheme was established. The scheme had a budget of 21 million euro, but this week we learned that budget had run dry, so no more grants, leaving more than 300 homeowners potentially out of pocket to the tune of tens of thousands of euro. Now, the SEAI says the scheme strictly stated no work should commence in a house before a letter of grant offer was received. However, at the same time, retrofit works had to be completed by October in order to qualify for the grant. So these homeowners in a catch-22 situation, and many went ahead with the works to meet that October deadline, fully expecting a grant to eventually come. After all, the deadline for applications was in July, advertisements running right up until July as well, and no indication the scheme was running out of money until Tuesday lunchtime.
So what's the government saying now about this?
The government insisted this was simply a pilot scheme. A new, better retrofit scheme will come towards the end of next year, it says. And the homeowners really shouldn't have done any work until the SEAI had offered a grant. A softening of stance by government today, however, Social Protection Minister Regina Doherty suggesting the 300 homeowners whose application is in train but are awaiting a grant could receive money in the next retrofit scheme next year.
The SEAI informed the department probably around the middle towards the end of June that their intention to close the scheme, and the scheme was then closed on the 19th of July. If anybody had spent money without getting the approval of the grant before they spent money, I think that's really, really unfortunate. Most people know that you don't spend the money until you get the approval, and I think it's really unfortunate that maybe people have, and I genuinely feel for them. This was a pilot project for us to learn before the Climate Action Plan kicks in, but I am conscious nobody wants, you know, to be able to stand over people who have spent money with the expectation of getting it. And so therefore, I think we should be cognizant of those small number of people who have maybe outlaid and help to try and include them in the next pilot, the next scheme.
Regina Doherty in Morning Ireland. But as we heard on yesterday's programme, some householders have gutted their properties in anticipation of this grant, and these works had to be done by October. Young families therefore renting elsewhere, and they're not happy with Minister Doherty's suggestion to hold on and wait. Mark from Selbridge stripped his new home ahead of a deep retrofit. He's now elsewhere with his partner and two young kids.
It's a shell. You know, we're living elsewhere. I have a family who are living elsewhere waiting for this process. At the end of this process, we would have an environmentally green house. Now I'm left with a lot of issues, a lot of questions.
Tell me, Regina Doherty, the Minister for Social Protection, was on Morning Ireland earlier, and she suggested that perhaps the 300 homeowners who have their applications in but won't get a grant this time around from the pilot scheme, that perhaps they may get something from the next scheme, the next retrofit scheme, whenever that may be. Is that good enough for you?
Absolutely not. Like I said, our house is a shell. What are we supposed to do? Sit around and wait for the SEAI to come up with some sort of other program that may or may not get approved, may or may not fail. This was a program that they basically advertised on RTE television. To turn around now and to try to brush us off and say, oh, maybe next time around is just not good enough. We are left with And I know I'm not the only one from listening to yesterday's show. We're not the only ones who are left with a shell of a house that's uninhabitable the way it is. For us to have to wait and pay rent somewhere else or try to figure out what our next step is while the SEAI and the government try to decide on what they're going to do next, it's just not good enough. It's just, you know, it's pure incompetence. Disgraceful is the only word I can use.
Mark from Selbridge questions Barry over the government's knowledge over when the deep retrofit scheme had run out of funding. Those questions are not going away.
Environment Minister Richard Bruton told The Oil on June 27th the scheme was running as normal and there was €6 million left in funding. Fast forward to July 10th, the Oireachtas Climate Change Committee. There you had Michael Manley, the Assistant Secretary at Minister Bruton's department, and also Jim Gannon, then Chief Executive of the SEAI. And they were asked by Fianna Fáil's communications spokesperson Timmy Dooley whether applications for the scheme were still open.
Just on that pilot deep retrofit programme, is the pilot project ended? Are you taking applications this year or has it come to an end?
Pilot phase should come to a close at the end of this year. Then it has to be reviewed and decisions have to be made. Which bits worked? Which bits can we improve?
Are you taking applications?
I don't know is the short answer. They are. Yeah, heads are nodding.
Yeah. Mr. Gannon, in on that?
It's been up on our website since the start of the year that applications close in this year on the 17th, which is another week. But again, anyone advising people in their homes or anyone who's gone to the website, that's the date for the end of this year. And that's traditional that we have a closing date for the programmes.
And Barry, that's Jim Gannon there from then Chief Executive of the SEAI.
On the 10th of July, saying applications still open. And even last week, it was business as usual, as Kieran Carew of Fast EcoBuild, an insulation contractor with 40 applications for this scheme, found in his dealings with the SEAI.
When we submitted our applications, SEAI obviously checked through them because they came back looking for further information. There was absolutely no inkling whatsoever in relation to the fact that there may be a funding problem.
And even as late as last week, you were in contact with the SEAI in relation to ongoing applications.
Absolutely, yes. Business as usual. Business as usual. There seems to be a lot of mistruths being told here.
Barry, last week, business as usual, he says, but it wasn't business as usual.
As I reported yesterday, Drive Time understands the scheme was €19 million over budget and additional funding was sought from the Department of Communications, and a timely decision on closing applications may have been delayed for political reasons. Remember, we did have elections in May. The Irish Times reporting this afternoon that the government considered in June processing applications from people who have now been shut out of the deep retrofit scheme before deciding not to give them any funding at all. But when exactly did the well run dry? Well, Paul Kenny of the Tipperary Energy Authority, one of the biggest contractors for the deep retrofit pilot scheme, here's what he told me.
I suppose in the energy agency, we would have a number of applications that we were awaiting letters of offer, and we have been awaiting those really since April. It isn't untypical to take several weeks and several months even to process applications for funding. So, you know, we really only started to get worried in July, and it was towards the end of July that we had kind of figured out that they'd run out of money or there was something very unusual happening.
But to be clear, no application you put in since April has been approved?
Correct. The last approval date of any application for us was an application submitted in mid-March. Now I suppose we can realise that tells us that the money had run out. And because the industry is very small, we were talking to other participants in the industry and we knew that no one else was getting letters of offer. So we realised at that point that there was something more significant at play. But it really isn't feasible to say to someone who applied last April or May for a renovation of her home, yeah, we'll give you a letter of offer in May 2020. That's nonsensical, and it shows whoever's having a conversation like that they don't actually understand what's going on.
It could be 2021 until any new scheme is in place. Homeowners' confidence will be shattered after perhaps what's happened here. And also 2021, will the skills still be in the industry, do you think?
Are they expecting the industry to disappear, to go on holidays for 12 months and all the people to not earn any money? No, what's going to happen there is they're going to switch and they're going to develop different skills and go into a different market and move jobs, and they will be either building new houses or they'll go and work for someone else doing something completely different, and the retrofit contractors won't exist. They'll have completely lost confidence in Ireland's ambition, and we will be starting in to retrofit homes with new people all over again, and it will take another 3 years to scale up.
Paul Kenny there of the Tipperary Energy Authority, ending Barry Lenehan's report. We did look for an interview with a spokesperson from the SEAI. No one was available to us this afternoon, but we are delighted to be joined by Timmy Dooley, the Fianna Fáil spokesperson on the environment. It was your questions prompted those answers in July, I think, Timmy Dooley, that the scheme was still open, and get your letters in now. But there's a lot of questions now over the SEAI and the government, and when they knew that the pot was running dry.
Yeah, and I think Paul Kenny rightly reflects where most of us would have been coming from. We had been contacted by constituents who, through their service providers, who are these 14 companies that are approved by the SEAI to work on their behalf and to work on behalf of those seeking applications, that really applications from March onwards were not being approved. So it now appears clear that the pot of money had run dry mid-March to the end of March, and that the normal time frame for an approval, which is generally 3 to 4 weeks, sometimes a little bit longer, was not being adhered to. And the service providers, on behalf of the consumers, made contact with the SEAI. They found it difficult to get through. I have, you know, chapter and verse from a number of these who tried, you know, 4, 5, 6 occasions not getting through, which they found surprising, because there had always been a relatively quick processing of the applications, even, you know, follow-up emails, getting back vague responses. So it became very clear towards the end of June that something really was amiss, and we take until just 2 days ago for the SEAI to ultimately have to put their hands up. But it's clear that there was discussions going on with the department. Now, I did raise an issue, as others did at the time, but I raised an issue back on the 10th of July when both the SEAI and the department were before our committee. Mm. And all I wanted to establish at that stage was, were they still taking applications? And it was very clear, Mr. Manley, on behalf of the department, hedged the question a little bit and sort of passed the parcel, if you want, to the SEAI. But they were very clear that the applications were still being accepted.
Mm. Now, the window was small, but it was still
the window was small. There was still a week left, but it's clear if there was a week left in the process, and we now know that effectively they had no money since March. There should have been a clear statement in March to say to, you know, prospective applicants that, quite frankly, the money's not there. You know, don't take on the work. Because what needs to be understood here, I think, fairly clearly, this was never presented as a first come first served scheme. For a homeowner to take on the work, the detailed work of preparing an application, it costs about €1,800. So it was always the expectation, once you had a good proposal going in, which you've had to, because you had to engage one of the service providers that's approved by the SEAI, and that ultimately the custom and practice was that if you wanted to proceed, you'd get the grant.
Yeah, but there's
and that was why people started the work, even though you know the department have this defence, and I've heard a number of
and I'm going to put it to you now
over
as
the last
well. Yeah.
Couple of days.
It is the defence.
Yeah, you know, they've come out with this sort of defence.
Well, yeah, but you know, if you're waiting on a mortgage, you don't set off buying the house until you get the mortgage approval. If you're waiting on a letter of offer on your retrofit, you don't set off, the government would say, on engaging with the retrofitter, with the builder, and starting to pull your house apart until you know you've definitely got the cash.
No, I accept that. But there was a custom and practice that had developed over the last couple of years
because
of this deadline. Well, it developed because, quite frankly, the work had to be completed by the first week in October. So you had a very short window in order to get the work done. And recognising that it's specialist contractors that do this work, there's not a multiplicity of them out there. So in many cases, if you had somebody booked to do it, who could do the work, you were lucky and felt privileged to have gotten them to be able to do the work.
In any
event,
belief
that the grant would be given, because it had been previously. So this is where the problem has emerged.
But the scheme
people.
Is out of money. The pilot scheme is now over. Regina Doherty seeming to offer this morning the possibility that they can be all included in the scheme in 2020. Will that do it, or do you call for something else to happen?
We're getting Regina Doherty on the one hand, Minister Doherty coming out sort of early morning, lots of empathy and hoping she can solve it. And then you have Noel Rock and others out taking a pop at the people concerned for proceeding without having had approval. What we need now is for the minister. I mean, we can get into this tussle when we all get back around the table and start arguing over who knew what when. We need money. We need for the people who you've identified and your reporter Barry has been in touch with. We need to give them comfort. They need that money needs to be provided to them. I know there's issues at government. There's massive overruns in broadband. There's massive overruns for the Children's Hospital. But they've been able to find the money for their incompetence.
It's, I think, a figure of, was it 10.5 or 10.7 million?
Well, let it be what it is. There's massive overruns in the Children's Hospital.
So you're
hospital.
Calling for the money
in my view, gross,
come up with the money. Is that what you're saying?
In case of fairly considerable incompetency now by other arms of the state, and it seems to me that if the number is big enough, it'll be found. But okay. If it's just 20,000 or 30,000 for a homeowner who's out of their home, it's okay to let them swim for it. Well, I don't think that's good enough.
All right.
I think it's about time now that the government faced up to the responsibility. They had given some hope to these people.
Okay, Timmy Dooley.
That needs to be followed
through. Have to leave it there. Fianna Fáil spokesperson on the environment. Thank you very much.